Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
I think there's a very good chance that we're going to have the maximum number of delegates coming out of Minnesota.
Ron Paul was right.
Robert Scott Bell.
Feral pigs and piglets on small family farms in the state of Michigan are now illegal and considered invasive species. Hide them or they'll get shot.
Robert Scott Bell. Robert Scott Bell.
Mr. Chair, members, I present to you AB 2109. This bill will provide accurate medical information to parents who are considering exempting their children from vaccination.
I am Dr. Don Hart.
Excuse me, no more testimony, just to say whether you support or oppose the bill.
I oppose medical fascism backed by voodoo science.
Thank you.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
You know, some days I'd rather go out drinking with a bunch of chimpanzees then do the show. And no, today is not one of those days. And no, I'd rather not go out drinking with a bunch of chimpanzees, but we do have a story about that, believe it or not. Welcome to the Robert Scott Bell Show. Next couple hours here, it is hump day. That means it's time for Ty Bollinger. We go outside the box each and every week, and you will enjoy it. I command thee. See, no, I don't command thee.
Mandated enjoyment.
Yes, I'm feeling the vibes in California, Super Don. It's the mandation of mandate. I make up words even now. I cannot be held responsible for anything I say today because, part of me is just livid and disgusted with what's going on with the elitists in California, the scum-sucking vaccine pigs of the Democratic Party, and any of the Republicans as well out there that are supporting Richard Pan's delusional deal to inject everybody as a grab bag for Merck, GSK, and Pfizer, whoever else wants to get in on the vaccine bandwagon. Mandate it all. Go ahead. The people of California no longer love liberty. Well, a small percentage of those parents, but they're dismissed as crazy parents, anti-vaxxers. They should not be listened to. We should listen to a man who's taken money from the pharmaceutical industrial complex that will profit and benefit very, very handsomely from a mandate, from an elimination of an exemption or exemptions to a very dangerous experimentation on the children, much less the adults of California. It's just, oh man. This is
speechless.
I'm almost, but the speech that I want to give contains four-letter words and epithets that I'm not really comfortable utilizing that frequently. I know we do political healing here on the Robert Scott Bell Show from time to time as well. We intersperse it. But when this happens on a state level, we talk about it certainly on a federal level, you realize that's a little bit closer to the people, but it's not really all that close when you talk about the state of California, which is, it's larger than many countries on the planet. And as in debt, probably, as a bunch of them, too. But you get to the point where you recognize the people have lost their way, and they've lost it so totally in California that this could even come to pass, or about to pass, come to being, where the people... And here now I'm calling out the pro-vaccine people. Even though a lot of people are not, they don't consider themselves pro-vaxxers. They don't give a flip about the issue. They might dutifully, if you want to call it that, get their kids vaccinated, but it's not even a thought for them. But that the people would put up with a mandate, a violation of fundamental philosophical and religious freedoms to say no to government-sanctioned pseudoscience, to licensed medical doctors who are doing the bidding of the vaccine industrial complex. It gets me in the gut. It really disgusts me. And it doesn't do good, I know, to yell and scream about it. And I'm not going to perhaps wake up those who are so rabidly pro-vax. It's not even a debate. There's no discussion possible with some of those folks. But to bring this out of the vaccine discussion into a discussion of fundamental human freedoms that are endowed to us, each of us, by our very creation, by a creator that is not government, that we even have to go here, it tells you how far we have removed ourselves from our spiritual birthright and First Amendment protections, not grants of rights, but protections of those rights. And when I bring up spiritual issues, you know, if you're a longtime listener to the Robert Scott Bell Show, it is not about a denomination or one particular 501c3 church, religion, synagogue, mosque, or anything. It's about your relationship to your perception of that which created you. And unfortunately, many of the leftist Democrats believe that government is their creator. And they believe that for you as well, even if you're not among them. Why do I say that? Just look at SB 277. It cleared another hurdle in the Assembly Health Committee, and it's going to move on to the next level of vote and likely be approved and then signed by Governor Moonbeam Liberal Brown. They do not believe that you have a right to say no. Their fundamental belief that is that government and whoever they sanction to be the elitist in the science community and the medical community are superior to you, the people. And because of that, you're sitting on the precipice of having to decide whether you will send your kids to school in the next calendar year, starting up August, September, based on what happens here, where they'll only leave a little bit of a narrow window for how long, we don't know, for you to homeschool. And I realize not everybody can homeschool. Now, on one level, I've argued that it could be a good thing, because I would rather have children learn outside of the auspices of a lot of the government dogma that I believe enslaves them to a belief system that is not deeply spiritual. I don't even know that it's agnostic. It might be somewhat atheistic. And if that's your prerogative, that's fine. That's your choice. I am not also advocating for I'm not advocating for a state-sanctioned religion, because we already have one. I guess that's the point. Your religious beliefs, which are uniquely your own, deeply your own, now are discarded for that of the state-sanctioned religion, you know, the Church of Pharmaceutical Mysticism. And so here we are sitting on that precipice in California. It will wake a lot of folks up. I know that. It will backfire on what I perceive to be the bad guys. But still, I feel for you in California. And the people that I know and love out there, I want them out of California anyway, because I perceive that that place is not a good long-term habitable place for a lot of reasons, and we've discussed some of them here on the air. But the adoption of the vaccine religion is something that is doing a great disservice, not only to you and your children, but to fundamental belief in freedom, which is being discarded here. Again, move the discussion on vaccines out of the picture, and you have a discussion about freedom. Do you believe the people have a right to be left alone? And then, of course, you've got the wussy germ theorist, medical reductionist, collectivist arguing that you, my friend, are a threat. You and your children are a threat because you're not fully vaccinated. Despite the fact you could probably go into every Democrat adult in the Assembly in California and find that every one of them is not up to date on their adult vaccines. Don't bring that up. Don't bring that up. But they're so frightened because they've adopted the germ theory as their religious dogma that if you don't get a vaccine, you're a threat to them or their children. And I'm telling you, they're a bunch of wussy bullies. They are absolutely, I want to say something worse than that, but it is just so horrific that, and I've, how many years, Super Don, have I said that? The reason why the vaccines and modern medicine is so good, especially when they throw a germ up there, a virus, a bacteria, fungus, whatever, that it's the great enemy, is because they can say with plausible deniability that it's not a Democratic virus, it's not a Republican virus, therefore we can all hold hands and get our shots together. And this is the way they will bring you down, because they will frighten you into believing that the germ is going to kill you, as opposed to recognizing that you have the power to heal from within. It is your birthright. The law of the terrain is the superseding principle and principles that really organize and guide life itself, not the germ theory, not the fear of the germ, not the injection of toxic poisons to elicit an antibody response to the germ you may or may never encounter, you may never catch, but you can create literally from within by altering the integrity of your biological milieu. And I could extend that, as we do with Dr. Batar and others, into your belief system, your mental state, your emotional state. All of that comes into play in the establishment of the healthy terrain, not just the physiology alone, the physical body alone. But with that, we're going to go back to 2006 right now, really quickly, because the cervical cancer vaccine might work after just one shot, not three. This is according to Fox News, published through the Associated Press. They're counting down from 3, 2, 1. We predicted it as all these adverse events happening for Gardasil and Cervarix and these young girls. They're going to have to find a way to go 3, 2, 1. No, one shot will do it. One shot will do it. So let's go back into the archives to 2006 when they are just about to approve the Gardasil shot for HPV.
This is one of the most important developments ever in women's health. This is a vaccine against cervical cancer, which kills 3,500 women now in the United States and 290,000 around the world. In the United States, that death rate has come way down because of the Pap test.
All right, so they acknowledge at the end the Pap test. Just identify if there's a problem, you can deal with some things, and you're not going to die from this scenario. But their argument that it's the HPV causing it was always a nonsense fabrication. But here's where we had fun with this in 2006, right here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Super Don remembers this all so well. The Freudian slip of what really is the cause of cancer, and it's not HPV.
But because cervical cancer is one of the few cancers that's caused by a vaccine, that's caused by a virus, it can be prevented by a vaccine.
You remember that? Let me play that one more time, real short, real quick. Listen carefully.
Cervical cancer is one of the few cancers that's caused by a vaccine.
The Holy Spirit was speaking through that man, and he's like, "Oh, I meant the virus, right?" This whole thing is a ruse. It's a lie. It's a dangerous lie, and there are people that are so gullible. I'm going to tell you, the American people are by and large the most gullible people on the planet. They believe the authoritarians in medicine, the church, and the state, which are not separate. The Church of Medicine, modern medicine, the allopathic medical monopoly, it has you. It has the Democrats in California. Does it have them in your state? Does it have the Republicans in your state? Again, beyond those labels, I'd like to transcend, but I recognize we're dealing with these physical labels to make sense of who we're dealing with and how far we've declined from an embrace of liberty, a discarding of fear of the invisible germ, and an embracing of the power that you have, I have, that we each have, to prevent disease, to reverse disease, without poisoning the body to death. It's part of our birthright. Dr. Christian Bogner is going to join us. We'll talk about autism and cannabis and the relationship, and then Ty Bollinger.
Can you repeat the part of the stuff where you said all about the things?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert will be right back.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy One and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's EscapeHarassment.com, Strategy One, to be free from the IRS. EscapeHarassment.com.
When you're listening to the radio and you hear,
"We interrupt this program to bring you a special news bulletin,"
you listen closely. Your pulse rate increases and you wonder if you're prepared for whatever man-made or natural disaster has occurred. If food became unavailable, would you be able to feed yourself and your family? Have you checked and found emergency food can cost as much as $300 for a month's supply and it's full of weird chemicals and other unpronounceable ingredients? At 30dayfoodsupply.com, for only $99, you can order 90 meals that are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein. And they're packed with oxygen absorbers and Mylar bags. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying directly from producers in Oregon and then passing the savings on to you. Call 800-700-2184. And remember, only $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit the website 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 800-700-2184. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com at 800-700-2184.
The human body is extraordinary, despite all the stress we inflict upon it. Thousands of people across the country use an extremely effective product to help their body stay balanced. It's Heart and Body Extract, an all-natural herbal formula designed to help maintain healthy blood pressure, clean arteries, promote good circulation, and balance cholesterol. Heart and Body Extract, along with good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free from pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of Heart and Body Extract. Learn more and read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers at heartandbody.com. Heart and Body Extract offers a lifetime guarantee with no price increase in over 14 years. For free info, call 866-295-5305 now. That's 866-295-5305 or heartandbody.com. Distributor inquiries welcome. 866-295-5305.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355, 24-7. Leave a message or get us live. RobertScottBell.com, the notes are up. Thanks to, we've been transitioning, our intern, Ed, and figuring out Easy Ed. I can't even spell easy right. Every time I do it, I'm doing it wrong. So it's like, it's not flowing. It's like, what do we got? And Super Don, you came up with a better name, or did Ed come up with this?
Well, I'm pretty sure I'm the one that threw it out there. I could be wrong. But, listen, Ed has great opinions.
Yeah, we haven't even revealed half the opinions yet.
Oh,
he's awesome, dude.
Wait. Yeah, just
Ed,
wait.
So he's awesome. He's been fantastic behind the scenes, putting some show notes together each day, and it's a godsend. Thank you, Ed.
So what happens if you take opinion, opinion, and Ed, and you shorten it up? You get op-ed.
Op-ed, yes. We got op-ed. Dude, that is so cool. I'm liking it. It rolls. So we'll get to that. We'll hear from Ed this
Plus,
week.
Plus, op is much easier to spell than easy for
yeah,
you, right?
I'm just after that amphibian story last night, the amphibian pitcher, I don't even know English anymore. So actually, that was my story. So anyway, we got GI discussion. We got Dr. Christian Bogner talking about autism and cannabis and adding it to the list of things that, you can utilize the medical cannabis for. And Ty Bollinger will be coming up in a little while, but right now we'll go to some questions, or at least one.
Excuse me. I'd like to ask you a few questions.
All right, this is a really long question. I'm going to have to shorten it a bit, but from Deanna. Deanna, she says, "Hello, Ms. Bell. You were so gracious as to sign your book and give me a hug when you were at Marlene's Market in Delhi in Federal Way, Washington." You know, Ty Bollinger's right now, he's near that. I told him he needs to go to Marlene's Market. Awesome, awesome place. I now find myself in a peculiar situation. Need a quick answer if you would be so kind. Oh, she was in the ER. Excruciating right abdominal pain. Well, this gets pretty, actually, it's way too long. But the bottom line here is her question. Could I take the silver and aloe vera juice protocol while taking antibiotics. Is it okay at the same time? I know you can't legally advise me. Da, da, da. Okay, no, I'm not giving you legal advice or even medical advice here. Because she's got the silver, she's got the aloe, and she's been also put on an antibiotic. All right, this is a good time for a refresher course for everybody. Good news here. No contraindication. In fact, for most every antibiotic, you can also take the silver. They don't interact. It'll probably make it as if, though, the antibiotic is working better. As we've talked about the studies that now they're trying to marry silver nanoparticles onto antibiotics that have failed and no longer work, and suddenly they work again, right? But the one caveat, and I've mentioned this before, it's a good time to remind everybody, and Deanna, if you're listening, if not, I'll send you an email, is that when you're on a sulfonamide antibiotic, these are the high sulfur-containing antibiotics, like Bactrim is the most famous of them, if you ever heard of Bactrim. That's when you don't want to be on the silver aloe protocol at the same time, because the sulfa drug, the sulfa antibiotic, is so much sulfur content that it'll immediately neutralize the silver, making it a waste of your time. Not dangerous, but a waste of your time. I don't want you to waste one drop of the silver aloe protocol. And I know I've had some people that insist, oh, I still want to do the silver even though I'm on the... It's like, well, okay. Then take it at the exact opposite time. You know, like you're in Vanuatu and we're on the east coast of the United States, 12 hours apart if you can. I mean, just the furthest apart you can, because the circulating sulfa drug will neutralize the silver before you get the benefit of the silver. So that's really the reason not to take silver with an antibiotic, particularly the sulfonamides, because it will neutralize the silver and you won't get much benefit out of it. Whereas, you know, if you're on, I don't know, name the other one, clindamycin you could be on. Let's see, what other popular ones are there? Oh, Cipro, right? Cipro is very common. And you can use them. There's no contraindication. I tend not to take them at the same time. I don't take them if I can avoid it, obviously.
You know, Cipro at one time was like the king of the hill in antibiotics. And anymore now, they hand that out in like ERs and stuff, like
you
nothing.
You can get it for free, like at certain places. I mean, that's how incredible once they go off patent. But they're still damaging. They're still dangerous. You still want to rebuild and repair the gut. The silver aloe protocol is still the best way to go, in my opinion, although you can do other adjuncts, and they're listed in the book, Unlock the Power to Heal by TMB and RSB, respectively, or vice versa, doesn't matter. We got together on it and did some good work there. So there you go, Deanna. Hope that's helpful to you. We'll talk more about GI issues, perhaps, because we got a doctor, Dr. Christian Wagner. He's trying to get autism listed as one of the conditions that's acceptable, approved, for medical cannabis in his state. I believe Michigan. We'll double check that when we come back. Ty Bollinger will be with us. It's Outside the Box. You know what? Hump day. RobertScottBell.com. Check out all the notes and say thanks to our sponsors. We'll be right back.
Live around the world, the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell.
For those of you interested in the Echo Water system that I have in my home and you'd like to get it for your home, if you haven't done so already, come and see us at Autism One. Paul Barrichero, my good buddy from Echo Water, will be with me and we'll be talking about the benefits of molecular hydrogen in children that have been diagnosed with autism.
Absolutely. Amazing studies we'll be sharing at Autism One on the link between autism and gastric ghrelin and how H2 or molecular hydrogen can increase ghrelin production in the body.
And that is significant. We'll be talking about it there. Come down and meet us in Chicago, autism1.org. Also go to robertswater.com to learn more. Download the free ebook and call 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Free installation included and a forever warranty.
Yes, forever warranty, parts, labor, and shipping, as well as a 30-day money-back guarantee.
All right, plug into the H2 like I have. Call them, 800-337-7017.
Why do over 50% of North Americans suffer from some form of chronic ailment? Could it be due to a toxic overload? It's time to take back your life. Get the lead out, as well as the cadmium, mercury, and calcium. Extendivite is a garlic cayenne supplement with five other herbs that acts like a natural Drano, cleaning out the stored toxins, restoring your energy and youthfulness that we've lost. If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, or fear, then Extendivite is for you. Available in either capsules or liquid, you too can see why Extendivite is the number one heart drop available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Honey, it's time for dinner. What are you doing over there on your computer?
I'm shopping for a new wallet. Mine is falling apart. Hey, did you know there's a company called ID Stronghold that makes shielded wallets to prevent electronic pickpocketing?
Oh, I didn't realize there was such a thing as electronic pickpocketing. What is that?
Well, apparently, many of the new credit and debit cards being issued have radio chips inside them called RFID that transmit our banking information to card readers when we pay. Unfortunately, a bad guy can also get one of these readers and go around the city scanning people, collecting their credit card numbers and personal information without us knowing it.
Wow, that sounds scary. Since you're getting a new wallet anyway, you should definitely get an ID Stronghold shielded wallet. Are they more expensive?
No. In fact, I can get a shielded leather wallet from IDStronghold.com for the same price or less than regular unshielded wallets from other stores.
Sounds great. My wallet isn't falling apart yet, but let me pick one out too. I want to be protected, and these wallets at IDStronghold.com look fantastic.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
In the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, we're rocking the health world with Dr. Christian Bogner now as he joins us from Michigan. And we talk about the issue of autism. I was at the Autism One conference, earlier in the month. And it's an extraordinarily difficult issue, especially when you see the real face of it, the children especially who have been impacted, but the families, of course, that are left trying to deal with it, trying to recover their children and try to identify the cause or causes. And, of course, the ways to recover them. Dr. Christian Bogner, not only a physician, but also his son has been impacted into the autism spectrum and has been doing some things that are helping. And he's very instrumental in trying to bring the awareness as well as to change the laws to allow autism to be considered one of the diagnostic or let's say, labels that can be treated officially and legally in Michigan with cannabis. Am I saying that correctly, Dr. Bogner?
Yes, and thank you so much for having me.
It's an exciting time for us here in Michigan because we're very close, closing in on making this a qualifying condition for the Michigan Marijuana Program, and we want to do this the right way, and we'll see where it takes us.
Well, as a physician, you must have had a difficult time coming to terms with the concept of cannabis, which has been considered a Schedule I drug since the early 70s, with no benefit whatsoever, only addiction, only danger, to a point where you're now advocating its use for children in support of their recovery from autism.
Absolutely. And I got into that actually through trying to find help. I tried to find really the biggest expert in our state, which was at Children's Hospital in Detroit, from the chief of the pediatric neurology department. His name is Dr. Trugani. And when I brought my son to him, he immediately looked at him for several minutes and said, oh, yeah, I have about 300 patients like your son. And, you know, we discussed the recommendations of treatment because my son is affected severely. We're talking severe. Not potty trained. He's 10 years old. He doesn't talk. He's, you know, not sleeping. He's up all night and, you know, occasionally extremely violent. Escaped from the house. Child Protective Services involved. It's very difficult. If you haven't, you know, seen it or heard about it, you can't really describe it, how difficult this really is.
So Dr. Bogner, how old is your son now?
He's 10.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, my daughter's 10. I just can't imagine.
He went through all conventional treatments, and we're talking about occupational therapy, ABA, speech therapy, and then, of course, when all that didn't work, the next question is, how do you control difficult behavior in a child like this? And there's, you know, medications that are conventionally used and recommended by the American Pediatric Association. And, I mean, we're talking about antipsychotics, antidepressants, and amphetamines, and such as clonopin, risperidol, Abilify, Focalin. And, I mean, I could just talk half an hour about the side effects of those medications. I mean, we're talking about a side effect that could kill you: stroke, seizures, hyperthermia, dystonia, neuroleptic malignant syndrome, and things like that. And so Dr. Trugani then talked to me about it, and he said, well, there's a federally approved medication. It's called Marinol. What it is, it's synthetic THC. It has nothing to do with the plant. It's not extracted from the plant. It's just synthetically acting on the same receptor in the brain as THC does. And he wrote me a prescription for that. And through the court system, I could not use it on my son. That's the, you know, long story short, I could not use it on my son. And Dr. Trugani mentioned that he would recommend that I also get the CBD component of it because of the anecdotal reports of his patients reporting back to him. And he's a true believer in the science of CBD because it has worked so well for seizure patients and also on the patients that he sees and parents using that for their children. And this is where it all started. I didn't have access to that combination because you need a marijuana card for that, and getting that for autism wasn't possible. And I wanted to do that the legal way. And so I said, you know, let's work with Dr. Trugani and see what evidence is out there, and maybe we can make this happen that in Michigan it could be potentially added as being the first state in the country.
Right. Well, Dr. Bogner, the use of Marinol, which is a synthetic, as you know, patented form of cannabis, it's a synthetic isolate relatively, well, distinctly different from a whole plant, for instance, or a plant that our body knows as food, knows how to metabolize properly, and it doesn't tend to have those same side effects. Also, we've done a lot of discussion on this show about the CBD, the cannabidiol component of the industrial hemp plant. And in fact, as a dietary supplement, technically it's legal in all 50 states and doesn't require a prescription at all. It's over the counter as long as they don't make claims for it. And that's why we have like our friends at Canavest who are bringing it in from Europe, a clean version.
It's very funny that you mentioned that because I just found out that, you know, Dr. McCollum, he's the pioneer physician out of Israel who discovered the THC chemical structure. He is just starting with a partner from GW Pharmaceutical in England with their chief. They're starting their own company out of California for producing exactly those compounds synthetically that would be legally obtainable by anybody without a license or the fear of prosecution.
Right.
That's all coming. It's a big business. And.
Oh, yeah. No, but we have it accessible for everybody right now is the point, in all 50 states. Now, this doesn't take care of those states where THC is the component that they call it the more the psychoactive component that gets people high, that they're still trying to prohibit its use, but there has been legitimate scientific inquiry and validation as to benefit in certain cases there, even for children, whether it be in the autism spectrum or otherwise.
Here's the thing. If you look at it from 30,000 feet above, I truly believe that it is a plant on the planet that is meant to be there for obvious reasons. It's there to cure a lot of different ailments. It was put here for a reason. It's been around forever. And I really believe that truly only the whole plant will work. If we try to isolate things, it's, again, you know, trying to do something for business purposes or so somebody can market it. I think it is just something that anybody could grow by themselves. They don't have to go buy it or obtain it, and that's how it should be. And that's what I truly believe. And there's compounds in the cannabis plant that we haven't discovered yet. And so we truly, you know, only start to understand it because the endocannabinoid system, you know, was discovered in the 90s. And since then, I mean, we've dissected every study that came out since the 90s, and we have dissected 91 studies, which is over 800 pages of research. And I mean, we're talking about studies coming out of Stanford, out of State University of New York, out of Italy, out of Israel. Anybody that tells me that there's no studies on brain effects is absolutely wrong.
Yes.
Go on the National Public Library and do a search and you'd be amazed. And I'm talking only about studies that potentially could be related to neuropsychiatric diseases such as autism. So,
right.
I'm not talking about all the other cancer and pain and all that. This is just 91 papers that we studied only somehow relating to autism or neuropsychiatric brain function. And, I mean, I can go into those studies if you want, if time allows.
Sure. Well, let me let everybody know. We're talking, if you're just joining us, with Dr. Christian Bogner from Michigan. He's on a mission to include autism in the applicable utilization of this plant, cannabis plant, for healing, for recovery. His own son has been diagnosed severely into the autism spectrum. He also has on Facebook, Let It Grow for Autism, a page we have linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. There's also a petition we link. If you're in Michigan or have any concern for those in Michigan to want to access this, you can sign on there as well. We also know our friend Mish from My Compassion, Michigan. They have an event coming up soon as well up on the Navy Pier in Chicago. We were there last year. But Dr. Bogner, if you refer to the science in terms of it, what might benefit the autistic child or even adult, what one or two studies might you point to?
Well, the first one, the one that is in the media lately, is the Stanford study out of 2013. What they reported was that there's a protein called neuroglyne 3, and that protein was responsible for the regulation of the secretion of our own cannabinoids. I mean, they figured since we have receptors for THC, there must be a compound in our body that produces a cannabinoid, such as the THC found in the cannabis plant. And that compound in our own body is called amandanine, and the short version is AEA. And they found that this protein regulating the secretion in the neurosynapses in the brain is dysregulated for whatever reason. I truly believe it's because of the environmental poisoning of glyphosate, which is Roundup.
Right.
Which the studies out of MIT coming out was very compelling evidence.
Yeah, we interviewed Dr. Stephanie Seneff, the PhD researcher. She was stunning in what she revealed when we were together at Autism One about the relationship to glyphosate and her predictions as far as where this is going.
Correct. And if you look at this system of the endocannabinoid system, how it regulates the serotonin system, for example, the dopamine system in the brain, it would make a lot of sense. It was, for me, it was like discovering that the Earth is round when everybody believed it was flat. It makes so much sense why there's different spectrums of autism, of those that can talk and are really intelligent people but cannot socially function versus patients like my son on the other spectrum that are severely affected and just can't do anything, really. They don't learn. My son is like a one-year-old in a 10-year-old body.
Right.
Doesn't learn. And that is all to do with the synaptic dysregulation because of, in my opinion, environmental toxins. However, I believe truly it's reversible. absolutely. I'm a true believer. I have seen children life taking this, and within minutes you see the difference.
Mm-hmm.
It's truly miraculous. The kid does not appear high whatsoever. The kid all of a sudden is there. It's like you have your child back. And when we had our testimony about 2 weeks ago here in Michigan in our capital, we had so many parents come forward, talk about this. And what made me teary-eyed is truly them all saying the same thing, that after about 40, 45 minutes, they had their child back. And I started tearing up because I'm like, we're actually doing something, and we see results on a fairly, consistent basis.
No.
Of course, it doesn't work for everyone. But
no, Dr. Bogner, we know this is a complex issue, and, you know, we can't tackle it in one segment, but I'm appreciating you being on board here as well as doing your work in Michigan and speaking out as a physician and as a dad. And we'll continue to discuss and reveal the science that supports the use of cannabis in this and many other circumstances and situations. Dr. Bogner, thank you so much for being here with us today.
Thank you very much for having
me. All right, check it out. The links to him and the petition in Michigan are up. When we come back, I told you I might want to drink with a bunch of chimps.
Who'd you say that masked man was?
It's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's
Robert Scott Bell.
Here I come to save the day.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including the 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. ChooseToBeHealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Betterway Health, like Barley's Flax Oil, Green Tea Extract, and Transfer Point's Beta 1 3D Glucan. Betterway Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Betterway Health to save big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Did you know some countries are now banning GMO foods? It's true. That's why for quality storable foods, you need ready-made resources. For over 19 years, we've become the name you can trust for thousands of products, like Numana Healthy Food Storage. All Numana storable foods are non-GMO, non-soy, and gluten-free available. Call 800-627-3809 or click readymaderesources.com. Ready-made resources. We don't just sell the products, we live it.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Usually, the older one gets, the less you are able to absorb amino acids and the less you are able to repair the 100 trillion cells of your body. As a result, you'll have less energy, your tissues will shrink, and you'll become wrinkled. An older person will typically injure more easily and heal more slowly. Not fun. However, if you could consume a protein powder that is easier to absorb, then you may be able to gain back some strength, muscle, and speed of recovery. One World Whey is a highly digestible whey protein powder that may be the perfect answer for you.
My name is Errol. I'm 74 years old. You know, the taste of One World Whey is amazing. I play pickleball, and since taking One World Whey and your trace mineral supplement, I have more energy and recover faster from my working out. I used to take another grass-fed whey protein powder, but now I'm getting much better results using One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com.
Honey, it's time for dinner. What are you doing over there on your computer?
I'm shopping for a new wallet. Mine is falling apart. Hey, did you know there's a company called ID Stronghold that makes shielded wallets to prevent electronic pickpocketing?
Oh, I didn't realize there was such a thing as electronic pickpocketing. What is that?
Well, apparently, many of the new credit and debit cards being issued have radio chips inside them called RFID that transmit our banking information to card readers when we pay. Unfortunately, a bad guy can also get one of these readers and go around the city scanning people, collecting their credit card numbers and personal information without us knowing it.
Wow, that sounds scary. Since you're getting a new wallet anyway, you should definitely get an ID Stronghold shielded wallet. Are they more expensive?
No. In fact, I can get a shielded leather wallet from IDStronghold.com for the same price or less than regular unshielded wallets from other stores.
Sounds great. My wallet isn't falling apart yet, but let me pick one out, too. I want to be protected, and these wallets at IDStronghold.com look fantastic.
All right, the monkeys we're talking about in this segment are Brassy and Boozy.
That was a blast from the past, wasn't it?
Yeah, little Beastie Boys to get us in the mood for drinking with the chimps. I've told the stories many years, kids. I don't do alcohol. In my, let's say, college years and others, there was like 6 months into my freshman year of college. I grew out of it. I was like, I'm done. All right, that was me. But for these chimps, maybe they didn't get the memo. In West Africa, they're enjoying libations that are being fermented from certain trees. And they're hanging out at the top of raffia palm trees. And they like to not only... No, they don't like to drink alone. They're not George Thorogood and the chimpanzees. They like to drink in groups. They're watching this colony... And they're drinking in the monkeys are drinking in groups of chimpanzees.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Wow.
What's the 12-step method for them? They're boozing up on palm wine.
Yeah. So scientists got together and watched monkeys get drunk and noticed that they like to drink together rather than alone.
Hmm. You know the George Thorogood song, right? I drink alone.
I drink alone.
Yeah. Remember that? The monkeys don't like that song.
The one I think of is One Bourbon, One Scotch, and One Beer.
Oh, yeah. Thorogood has some great drinking songs. Yeah. Don't listen to them. No, listen to them if you want, but just don't drink. Cannabis, much safer, honestly. Chew up the cannabis leaf. It won't even make you high. Chimps, I don't know. I mean, this is what's mimicking what, right? Is the people that we... So we learn to drink from chimps, or are chimps learning to drink from us? I mean, who's making wine for these monkeys?
Well, listen. Sometimes people like to do things with other people. Sometimes they like to do stuff by themselves. Right. Animals, I think, are pretty much the same. I have no idea.
The puppies like to drink, but they're drinking from Izzy, and they're not fermenting the milk.
Can you hear that?
I can hear the little puppies. That's so cute.
Yeah, I'll tell you, I've never had a dog. A pregnant dog before.
Yeah.
And it is the most bizarre thing. I will be sitting here, and the puppies go from sounding like parakeets in a cage to human babies to monkeys. I mean, it's just the weirdest thing. It's just really bizarre.
So we're learning a lot from the puppies there.
We are, yeah. I'm also learning that as soon as I believe 6 to 8 weeks are up,
yep.
Puppies for free.
Puppies be gone, right? Yeah. So do you have, you had five of them. Are three of them really claimed?
Three of them are claimed. There's four girls and one boy.
Okay.
And so, so that will leave two.
All right. So if you want a puppy, Super Don's got two left.
Yeah, actually, yeah.
The chimpanzees, the findings support the so-called drunken monkey theory that apes and humans share a genetic ability to break down alcohol that was handed down from a common ancestor. You know, this is the whole idea. We were genetically engineered from monkeys by aliens. You heard about that?
I didn't read that in the article. Is that
no? That's the overnight version of the Robert Scott.
Oh, right. Yes. Yeah. The Art Bell version. Okay.
Yeah, the Art Scott Bell. No, it's Rob. You know how many times in radio I've gotten that? Are you related to Art Bell?
Yes.
Art Bell.
All yes, I've had actually people have said that to me too. They're like, "Oh, you work for it?" No.
We don't have enough aliens that join us on the air. It's funny about the people that like the overnight stuff. Look, man, if that's your bliss to talk aliens all the time, that's cool. But if you listen to the Robert Scott Bell Show, remember, say thanks to those who support this message of health, freedom, and healing liberty, even healing for aliens, right? We don't discriminate. Aliens need some help.
The power to heal is yours, whether you're an alien or not, right?
It's universal, exactly. It's not just limited to humans. All right. Well, let's see. What else we got? Ty Bollinger is going to be coming up. We're going to be together at the International Association for Colon Hydrotherapists. You don't have to be a colon hydrotherapist. You don't even have to be a colon. We've talked about Dick Durbin.
Do you have to have a colon?
You have to. It's recommended. In fact, if you join us at the event, you're likely to have a colon for the rest of your life. If you don't, you might do some things that will result in that colon being removed by crazy and deranged medical doctors known as colorectal surgeons. So we don't want that to happen.
Crazy and deranged medical doctors. Hoofnagel has a new video out.
Oh, that's right. You guys got to see it. Hoofnagel's taking on the lady who's frightening you not to have a home birth. Very funny. Very poignant. And lots of... I give it five meows. Top of the charts with that one. All right. When we come back, TMB joins RSB. He's on the West Coast. He's going to be seeing... Well, some really cool stuff for his next round of the Cancer Cures series. But in the meantime, reminder, the power to heal is yours. Back with TMB after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
If you have candida overgrowth, just taking antifungal agents or starving yourself of sweets does not address the cause. Candida overgrowth is the result of a toxic, damaged, acidic, low oxygen, and inflamed tissue environment. The goal should be to remove the toxins, heal damaged tissues, restore healthy pH, eliminate inflammation, and feed beneficial bacteria. Previous usage of antibiotics or steroids or exposure to mercury or other toxins can damage many cells in the GI tract and body that make you prone to candida overgrowth. Removing toxins and healing tissue should be the goal. One World Whey is a whey protein food that supports detoxification, repair of tissues, and elimination of inflammation, healthy pH, and growth of beneficial bacteria. One World Whey is duly reformulated to be higher in protein and lower in carbohydrate. We believe One World Whey is an excellent food to support your efforts to create a healthy internal body environment. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
We've all heard the news stories. Another shooting. And they're getting worse. That's why Infidel Body Armor introduces Infidel Fridays. Exclusive 24-hour insider deals to save you money and possibly save your life. Make it a favorite when you log on to InfidelBodyArmor.com. Then be sure to visit each and every Infidel Friday to get special insider pricing, but for 24 hours only. That's InfidelBodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
Good people need help. The Homeowners Association said we had weeds and fined us $25. We told them they had the wrong house. They said if we didn't pay it, they'd file a lien. Our attorney demanded photographs, witnesses, and told them if they couldn't provide this, they must cease and desist. Issue solved. Worry less and live more with LSProtection.com. That's LSProtection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.